There is a blonde woman next door who is my new neighbor. She moved in about 6 months ago. I noticed her right away. She has long blonde hair that hits to her waist. It is dyed a whorish blonde. And my favorite part is that it's really damaged from her trying to straighten that curl out. She's not beautiful, but she's fuckable. I'd give her a strong 7 for her hair and her big fat ass. I did some basic stalking on her and I noticed her license plates are from Quebec and that when she yells at her bratty kids at the pool, she yells in French. She's a bit of a bully, and when she gets mad, her long blonde hair sticks to the sweat of her face. The blonde woman is a single mother, and from what I gather, she is very promiscuous. She enjoys both men and women. I see her lovers coming and going. I hear them fucking and yelling when she gets drunk. On paper, you would think we'd be fast friends, but she is rude, and she breaks many rules. And as you know, when you break the rules, you must be punished. The blonde woman has parties on the weekdays until 5 a.m., She doesn't care if people have to work the next day. And no one has the balls to stop her. I hear the other neighbors talking about her, whispering, but they are all too afraid to approach her. But I'm not afraid of her. I'm going to teach her a lesson. She often slams the door to come and go with her children. It makes the whole building shake. She leaves bags of rotting trash on our landing. And you know I'm not gonna pick up that bitch's trash. Instead, I start to formulate a plan. I enjoy secretly watching her with binoculars. I like to watch her walk to her car in a tight dress and look at her hair. Barely moving, dried ends down to her waist. One day I saw her hair tied back tight against her scalp in a stupid bun, but this gave me a great idea. Seeing her scalp like that and the tiny shape of her head, I needed to get alone with her. And that became my obsession. I needed to be alone in her house where I could properly finger her long blonde hair and where I could put my fingers close to her scalp and grab at the root and hold her tight. I watched her for 3 days until I knew she was alone, and then I went to her house with a large bag with ropes, an electric razor, scissors. And I told her that I was a hairstylist and that I really enjoyed her long blonde hair and that I was starting a new business. And would she be interested in letting me cut her hair? I had to make sure that I was very pleasant and polite, and I had to really bite my tongue, because as soon as she opened the door, I wanted to grab her by the neck and throw her down to the floor. But instead, I knocked. And when she opened the door, her hair was down and kind of wet from taking a shower. I like knowing that she was very clean. I introduced myself and welcomed her to the neighborhood. I didn't mention the trash, or how rude I thought she was, or what I was planning on doing to her. But instead, I offered to clip off those damaged ends. Would it be okay? I mean, I'm a professional, I told her. I sat her down in a chair, and she was tired and hungover from whoring it up the night before. I started running my fingers through her hair. My fingers were getting tangled up. And then I got very close to her scalp. Now I knew she would let me do whatever I wanted because most people like to be touched. And I have a way of touching people that makes them very, very relaxed. I said, let's play a game. And I got her off the chair and had her lay over my lap. She was giggling, but I knew she wanted it. She was wearing a short little shirt dress, and when she was over my knee, I gently pulled it slowly over her big fat ass. Oh, I love jiggling her legs and her ass. And you know she needed a good spank. I spanked her ass until I could see my handprint welt up on her cheek. Now her legs were spread a little bit more open. And with my right hand, I grabbed her hair and grabbed her by the skull. And I felt like I owned that bitch. But I needed to pace myself because I was really here to teach her a bigger lesson. I said, baby, get up. Get back on the chair. Let me clip off those dry ends. Well, she was disappointed, of course, because she wanted me to play with her pussy. But I didn't care what she wanted. I got her back in the chair and I wet down her hair. And I started to really look at that fucking mess. But I acted very professional, and I got out my comb, and I made a deep part down the center. You know, very professional-like. And I sectioned off 4 parts of her hair. When she wasn't looking, I plugged in my razor. I noticed her scalp was flaky, and it made me think of the rotting trash bags that she would often leave on the landing of our homes. And something kind of sexual and angry started throbbing inside of me. And without even thinking, I pulled the ropes out of my bag and I tied her up tightly by the wrists. And then I tied each of her ankles to the chair. What are you doing? What are you doing? Shh, I said as I put my hand up close to her pussy. We're just playing a game, I said. Now, let me get back to that hair cutting. I reached into my bag and I grabbed my sharpest scissors. She was turning her head back and forth to see what I was doing behind her. I knew I was going to have to probably put a gag in her mouth. Some women just talk way too much. I took my sharpest scissors and I hiked up her dress and I clipped off her panties that I noticed were very wet. And I used those wet panties as her gag to shut her the fuck up. The first thing I wanted to do is clip off a big chunk of her hair, like Dumb and Dumber. I wanted to fuck up her hair. So I first cut tiny little bangs, and I left two pigtails. And then I got fed up with her squirming about, and I had to teach her a fucking lesson. How am I supposed to cut her hair the way I want to when she's moving all around? Finally, I'd had it. I needed to go deeper. So I took my face very close to her ear and I said, "Baby, I'm gonna teach you a lesson for leaving that trash out on my landing." And I turned on my electric razor and I buzzed down the two sides of her hair where her horns would be. Her long blonde hair was everywhere, all over the floor in big heaps. If I had a cock, I would have come all over it. I kept clipping and chopping and shaving away, but it was like that orgasm you just can't get to. I needed something more. I needed something more. And then I saw it from the corner of her house. I saw the bathroom with the razor and the shaving cream. And I knew I needed to shave that bitch down. I lathered up her head slowly. She was still squirming about, but I couldn't stop. I think I even may have heard a muffled, "I'm sorry." But I had to continue. It was something that I needed and that I wanted, and that I needed to share with her. I lathered up that filthy scalp with my bare hands. I drug my long manicured nails through the creamy shaving cream on her freshly fragile scalp. I drug that razor across her buzzed head, still long blonde patches of long hair here and there. It wasn't perfect. That wasn't my problem. And as I shaved each coarse patch, I felt closer to her, and I pressed my big, thick, heavy tits against her back. And I kept shaving and shaving and shaving. And she stopped whimpering. And I saw that her legs were spread wide open. So I put some shaving cream on those too. Maybe I would have to shave down her pussy later. And when I got to the back of her scalp, she looked like a laboratory monkey. She looked like who she really was on the inside. I said, "My work is done here." And I untied her. And as I untied her ankles, I grabbed her neck and I told her this: If you ever tell anyone what I did to you, I'll come back and do more. Plus, no one will believe you because you're a drunk. But she was turned on. And before I left, I knew I had to do one last thing. I said, get on your stomach on the floor, bitch. She did what I told her to do. And I took my wet, throbbing pussy and I rubbed it on her scalp until I came. And I turned her over and I looked at her and I said, don't you ever leave trash on my landing.